Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1465, air date July 5th, 2024.
All right, everyone. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, where people are. It's about 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our discussion today is going to be about Independence Day and how we want people to learn that they need to want to have this desire to save themselves. And if you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce, you've come to the right place. But you have to want to have this attitude of wanting to take responsibility for your life. And if you want to do all those things, we're the only movement on the planet which provides those tools to do that. And I say that with confidence and with the evidence to provide to back that, because everything we do is based on two important aspects. One thing, it's based on the right scientific framework. You cannot build anything in the natural world or in the world that we live in. You can talk a lot. You can talk politics. You can talk philosophy. You can talk religion, you can talk all sorts of mumbo jumbo, frankly. But if you want to find out where the rubber meets the road, it always comes from those people who had to build stuff. An electrician, a plumber, an engineer, a mother who has to create a home. People have to deal with everyday realities, cannot bullshit you. For the long march of human history, people wanted to gain independence and interdependence. We want to live together in community with other people and specifically get out of slavery. And that long march has been not a direct process. It's been all different paths, and no different than when people were trying to, let's say, build a light bulb. No one thought we could have light when the sun went down, or we could fly like the birds. The people who made this occur were a combination of two people. Metz et Manus, which means mind and body, both. Scientists and engineers and people who actually worked to build these things. Again, lawyers did not create airplanes. It wasn't philosophers who created bridges. It was hardworking people. Everything you see around you that you have today, that you use, that you may take for granted, everything around you comes from people who put in significant amount of labor in ways that you may never even be able to appreciate, going into a lab, testing things in nature over and over and over again. And they discovered principles. And then they had to apply those principles and they had to refine them. And this was called the engineering scientific process. If you look at health, it's not like we suddenly came up with ways to take care of our health. In fact, it's a long journey. The body is a system. Everything around you, inside and out of you, is a system, everything. And once you come to terms with that, which is what we teach on the theoretical side, on the scientific side, then you have to have the framework to understand the principles, the laws of all systems. Now, again, lawyers, philosophers, dilettantes have never cracked that code. This is why we've had
in progress.
This is why we've had human suffering for so long. There were very well-minded people who approached these problems. Some of them made it off the plantation. Some of them tried to get off the plantation, and then mistakes were made, and then we were put back on the plantation. And this journey of human beings for truth and freedom and health has been a long one. It's been an arduous one. To me, it's very, very personal because I grew up in the caste system in India, which is it's like racism on steroids. It's oppression on steroids. You are attacked because of your color of the skin. You're attacked because of what birth you were born into. And we have that caste system now happening globally, regardless of color. And so I was exposed to this as a four-year-old kid, and I was very moved to want to understand how to shatter the swarm that created this. So that led me on a long journey, a very dedicated journey that I would figure out how to do this. Led me from India to the United States, led me to multiple degrees at MIT, led me to creating the first email system, creating many, many technology platforms. But ultimately, my interest was in freedom and health and truth. Truth, freedom, health. And after that long journey, it was in 2007, 2008, 2009, when I returned back to India on a Fulbright, that I was able to crack the code on all of this. Crack the code, meaning I'm talking about the code on how we as humans get off the plantation and shatter the swarm and truly have revolutionary change to achieve truth, freedom, health, truly get independence. So you're looking at someone who's a child of oppression, multiple levels of oppression. Now, I've had many, many opportunities, many of you know, to sell out, to be co-opted. But I was able to keep my head on straight, get all the tools, created many, many things, won many, many awards from the establishment, but never was co-opted by them. And so when my parents came here in 1970, my dad, I remember when I got a plane, said, I said, why did you come here? And my dad said one word, freedom. So July 4th has a lot of meaning for me, but the founders of this country were also looking for freedom, and they were against the occupation of British colonialism. Well, we have a different kind of occupation now. It's the occupation of the swarm, which manifests itself in things like Zionism, which is racism in the service of imperialism. And every other presidential candidate out there is a Zionist hoodlum. I'm the only one who has called out Zionism for what it is for a long time, not only recently, for probably 40 years of my life. But from a U.S. perspective, if we want freedom in this country, we must end the occupation of Zionism in the United States. And we must also recognize, that's one piece of it, that we have to build a bottoms-up movement. And this is not going to happen by some legal manipulation or electoral manipulation. It's going to happen by the individual wanting to save themselves in these different areas of truth, freedom, health. It's not going to be any one area. You can't just heal your body. You can't just be a scientist. You can't just be fighting for freedom. You have to do all three because they're interrelated. So the nature of the universe reveals there are fundamental principles that run the universe. You can talk to engineers and plumbers and electricians about this. They may not be able to articulate it in the words that I've been able to come up with, but those words is what I uncovered, and the intersection of engineering science with ancient systems of medicine and yoga and all systems of health that have existed for thousands of years, I was able to unravel that language. And the second process was to validate it. And the third process was to make it accessible to all 8 billion of us. And that's what I've done in a very, very powerful way that anyone can learn. So it's not shielded in some esoteric, abstract mental masturbation. It's made accessible to people. And that is what our movement is, Truth, Freedom, Health. It's been a long, long journey. And so the first step is, if you made it this far, you have to ask yourself, do you really want to save yourself? And saving yourself means that do you want to, A, let go of your ego, let go of what you think you know, because the body of knowledge that I've uncovered has not existed before on this planet. It's new, just like civil engineering was new, or aeronautical engineering, or mechanical engineering, or any aspect of human breadth of new knowledge. So if you're ready for that, welcome. And the first step to that, which Crystal shared with you, is to watch the Shatter the Swarm video. Step one, you got to watch that. That's about 50 years of knowledge in 15 minutes. It's a very deep video. Some people watch it 30, 40, 50 times. It's at multiple layers. It teaches you engineering system sciences, teaches you that the swarm is decentralized. It's a multiracial aristocracy. It teaches you feedback systems. It talks about health. It talks about truth. It talks about freedom. And it most importantly tells you what we got to do to shatter the swarm. The second piece that we need to understand is that once you watch that video, you know, we invite you to come to this open house. Our town hall, which is what today is. We do these every day at 8 p.m. since we launched our campaign for president At 11 a.m., we do it as an open house for Truth Freedom Health to people all over the world. Our movement has 500,000 people who know about it, 500,000 people in this movement. And we've created, someone talked about community. What we've created is a global community. Now, the community has sort of the outer level of people, fans and viewers, you know, 500,000,000 plus who watch our videos. And then it's got another set of people who want to learn how to get off the plantation. If you don't want to get off the plantation, then there's really no place for you in this movement, because you will be asking very, very superficial questions, which show that you're still a house slave on the plantation. Now, how do you get off the plantation? Well, Crystal, if you can kindly log into the dashboard. And what we've done is we've created an entire program for the next level of people who want to be members. It's absolutely free. And we launched all of this in 2020, 2021. We educated people on how to fight the vaccine mandates. Hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people. Our movement was the first movement. People may talk about, well, the pandemic, the plandemic, and all this nonsense, but what did they do in March of 2020? Most of these so-called doctors and health activists were telling people to wear masks. They were telling people to get, or they were silent. But our movement, starting in late November of 2019, and right when this stuff hit the shores of the United States, we were the first ones to call out the pandemic for what it was, that it would destroy economies, it would destroy health, and it would destroy freedom. I was the first one to say that there's no need for lockdowns, wrote a letter to Trump, which got delivered to him by his former ex-wife. The White House called me. At that time, Trump was promoting the lockdown, so was Booby fucking Kennedy. He's not a health activist. He's a, him, Biden, Trump are all Mossad agents. They all work for the swarm. So what Crystal is sharing, Crystal, if you can just go to the beginning of this, okay? The top of it, if you can log in from the beginning, please. So we have created a platform. Just go to the main page, Crystal. Okay. So let me just share your screen with the people at home here. One second, Crystal. So what Crystal is sharing is the fact that we have an environment at Truth, Freedom, and Health where after you watch the Swarm video, after you, you know, see all this. Crystal, can you share, please? Are you sharing? Oh. I can't see it because I forgot to open it in a window, but that's okay. But I'll explain it to people. When you go to the platform for all 8 billion people on the world, we've made accessible a very powerful set of videos, courses. Because when we did our leadership summit about 4 weeks ago, we asked people, how did you come to our movement? Someone had seen the systems analysis I did on the climate change, which was, again, applying system science. Someone saw the immune system stuff we did back in 2019. We were educating people on what the immune system really is. You know, everyone now uses the word cytokine storm. Well, the cytokine storm, there's a lot more deeper stuff to that. We educated people on that. We gave people protocols. We're the ones who ran the Fire Fauci campaign. You see, not only did we talk, but we walked the walk. We were the ones who collected about 120,000 signatures, drove all the way to DC and delivered them to Trump. 120,000 people signed those petitions. Trump did nothing. So our movement had all three aspects, thinking, fighting, and healing. But on this site, the Get Off the Plantation series is for you to binge watch these courses. Instead of spending 20 years, you can spend about 2 hours. And as Crystal is sharing, those of you who want to go to Truth Freedom Health and become a warrior scholar, you can learn how to do that. Truthfreedomhealth.com. And what you see is we have a series of videos. Crystal Suresh has also added on the dashboard tonight a whole bunch of health videos. Do you see that? If you can just share with people what those are. If you can just go over to that. I think you're sharing that. Let me see. So it's where he's added. If you go down into that, he's added a whole bunch of health videos. I think it's right on the main page. Okay. And these are videos on all different, these are not just stupid YouTube health videos, eat this, you know, with funky faces on take this or take that. These are systems videos which will educate you on a whole range of health capabilities. You may want to ask him. He just put it up, Crystal, where he put it, okay? But
like citizens activism, and there's a section just under that that says systems science videos.
Okay. Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Scroll up. Scroll up.
Yeah. So we've added many, many videos here, all from our original research using our technology called Cytosol. And these videos are deep videos that you'll find out about herbs, about supplements, and what's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone else. If someone says, oh, everyone eats spinach, it's great for you. Well, they're basically charlatans. Or everyone take this supplement or that supplement. The key thing here is different foods are good for people. Not all things are good for everyone. So we've added this whole series. So to everyone on social media, we've created an entire infrastructure. So once you come here, you know, we encourage you to A, get off the plantation. To get off the plantation, you can go to Truth Freedom Health, and it's all free, not one penny. You can learn how to get off the plantation, number one, okay? Once you get off the plantation, you become part of a different community of members who are on the same page. We understand some very, very important key educational principles. Number one, if you're looking to Trump or any of these, or Booby Kennedy or Biden or whoever it is, right? You're basically still on the plantation because these people are all part of the obvious establishment and we call the not so obvious establishment. We introduce some very powerful terms. This comes out of the scientific discipline of what we call a disturbance to distract you. Again, you have to go through the theory. All right, once you're through that, we have scholarships available for people if you want to really do this, and you can become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, which a number of people are here. Warrior Scholars are another part of the community. They have two very important tasks that they have to do. Number one, they really need to understand the science of systems. Two, we get them off on the ground, going and talking to people, handing out cards, you know, connecting with people, with their local neighbors. You know, we have a card like this that, you know, I handed out a bunch of them today, okay? And I'll come to this, okay? It says, save yourself, they're killing you, shatter the swarm. And on the, and you can meet people and you can have wonderful conversations with people with these cards. These are in all different languages and all over the world. The message is the same, and I'll get to this. So you come in, you can just watch videos all day. If you just want to be entertained, you can decide to get off the plantation. Then you can decide if you want to really commit for yourself. And then we have a leadership program in the community. You can think of them as the wise souls in the community who are teachers. And then we have leaders. So you see, we've created an entire infrastructure. And our movement is based on your actions and your meritocracy. And so the leaders in this movement have all come bottoms up, all different backgrounds, all different capabilities. And when I mean backgrounds, educational, you know, physical, racial, ethnic, all different backgrounds, religious. Our movement truly unites people. So, what is this all about? Why are we doing all this? And why am I talking about all this? Because today's talk is about, we want to get smart, healthy, and fierce on Independence Day. You can start today. That's what our movement will deliver. It'll get you smart. It'll get you healthy. And it'll get you fierce if you want to fight. If you want to be dumb and you want to be sick and you want to be a wuss, this is not the place for you. You can go follow Donald Trump. He'll bullshit you all day long. Suddenly he's saying he's going to go fight Big Pharma. Literally stealing words. That's the speech he gave yesterday. I'm going to go fight Big Pharma. Right. He's the one who saved Big Pharma. So our movement teaches you to get smart. In order to get smart, you have to understand the science of systems. If you don't, you're going to be dumb. If you want to get healthy, you have to understand that health comes through personalization. The right medicine for the right person at the right time. And we've created tools for that. And our goal, as our movement progresses, our view is those people who come into our movement and follow the principles, they're going to live a much longer lifespan. They will, because our movement educates people. We're not going to tell you what to do, but we'll give you the tools. And if you follow that tools, you know, those people in our movement are going to live a much healthier and happier life. So we're going to get people healthy. And number three, we make people fierce. We teach people how to fight. We teach people how to have principles, not be little wusses who make excuses for these so-called leaders. Oh, Booby Kennedy had to say that. Trump had to say that. He's playing four-dimensional chess. You see, you don't understand. Those people are wusses. They have no principles. So our movement delivers on these three things. Now, how do we deliver them? Well, let me just share a little thing I put together to make this very, very real and tangible. I have to do it for our people on social media. So let me do that, and let me do it with Crystal here on Zoom. Crystal, make sure you can see this, what I'm about to share with you. All right, can you see that, Crystal? Crystal, can you see that? Okay.
It's hard.
Okay, so we have these on these cards that we put out, okay, all over the world. These cards are in all different languages, and I encourage all you guys to get one of these cards, okay? But what is this card about? Well, if you step back and you really think about it, this is a reality, what's going on globally. Cost of living is going up. In places like England, it's almost a straight line upward. And lifespan is going down. And look at the timeline of this. This is not something that occurred just recently. It's been going down for a long time. And this curve affects the 99.9% of the people on the planet, or 99.99, not the 0.001%. And if you look at this line and this graph, and you use your intellectual mind, what do you see? Well, you should look at the x-axis. The x-axis reveals that this has been going on for a long time. This has not been something that just happened because of the vaccine or COVID. This has been happening for a long time. It's systemic. We have a systems problem here. Okay? Those in power are killing you. That's the first takeaway. They hate you. They do not like you. Since the advent of the industrial age, when Henry Ford created the assembly line, they've been doing AI. And as a researcher in AI for nearly 30 years, AI is not just putting intelligence into a machine. AI is dehumanizing people by making them robots, which occurred with the manufacturing line. Well, over the last 100 years, the goal has been to make you robots. They've dumbed down the educational system. So it's very hard to hide, you know, that the majority of people don't get any education. And a small minority are learning things like system science. But the majority of people are being dumbed down so they can be replaced. That's what this curve shows. You have to, and I'm not going to use the word depopulation. I'm just going to use the word power, profit, control. The elites are looking at this and they're saying, wow, I got a lot of dumb people here who are all really screwed up. They're unhealthy. Why do I need them? If it's cheaper to keep them than a silicon-based being, I'll keep them. Otherwise, I don't need them. And that's where this is going. Because the elites are concerned about power, profit, control. They're not concerned about your humanity and unleashing the potential of human beings, the divinity with you. They have no interest in that. Their interest is maximizing power, maximizing profit, maximizing control. We saw that in the last 4 years, 600 billionaires increased their wealth by $2.3 trillion. Over the last 6 months to a year, the level of deception is growing, explosively growing. People come to our open houses, steal our material, and flip it like Booby Kennedy or Trump. People think there's a legal way out of it. I'm going to do some, file out some papers, and it's going to solve my problem, you know? Sorry, it's not going to do it. We've got to build a bottoms-up movement where we find and organize and be in community, as someone said when we started this call, with people who have the right values. Do they want to get smart? Do they want to be fierce? Do they want to be healthy? Those are the values of our movement. But we're not going to do it for you. You have to want to do it for yourself and then in community with others. But this is a reality. So on Independence Day, if you really want to get independent, you have to look at what we need to do now. We have a systems problem. Now, that systems problem is manifested from policies that were passed over the last 100 years, 50 years, 60 years, that has affected your biology. Again, this is something system science enables me to articulate with clarity. Policy to biology, metasystems, microbiological systems. Every policy that they have passed has destroyed your system. That's why we're here. Every policy that they have passed has affected your microbiology at the molecular systems level. The lockdowns promoted by Trump and Booby Kennedy affected your biology. If you are a person of color and you were locked down, you were told to be indoors, you didn't get a lot of vitamin D3. You need at least 5 to 7 times more than people who are not as dark skinned. They killed a lot of people of color. Booby fucking Kennedy did that. Trump did that. Fauci did that. The elites did that. And they killed a lot of poor whites and a lot of other people. But our movement, go look at what we did. We saved hundreds of millions of people's lives. The videos I did on vitamin D3, quercetin, we still get emails every day today. We did the right thing at the right time, not talked about it, not like these doctors, not like these charlatan doctors who came, Johnny Come Latelys, wrote, were silent, and then later on wanted to get credit for acting like they did something. We did the right thing at the right time. And why? Because we're smart, we're healthy, we're fierce. Because we have the right platform. And right now we're looking into the future, and we can tell you without equivocation that the establishment is getting more deceptive with how they are messaging what they do. They watch our videos. They literally steal our stuff. And they say, shit, this movement is capturing people's heart, mind, and soul. Let's just repeat what they say, because they do message analysis, literally. So if you made it here, again, I want to welcome you. But let me go back to this graph here. So this is what's going on. This reality is what's going on. And if you want to break out of this reality, you cannot tweak it. You can't play with little legalisms. You have to build a bottoms-up movement. But the biological, the policies, the things that they've done have destroyed your immune systems. And the immune system is not just a cytokine storm. It's not just any one thing. It's an interconnection of the innate, the adaptive, the microbiome, the virome, the gut-brain axis, a whole bunch of things, far different than the 1915 modeled immune system. Again, we educated hundreds of millions of people on the immune system. And we taught couples not to fight against each other with those videos. People came to see, wow, this is not about pro or anti-vax. This is about resilience of the immune system. We took the discussion to a whole deeper level. But they have destroyed people's immune systems through their policies. Multiple policies. They've destroyed the environment. It's very difficult to get healthy foods. We have a solution for that. For 15 years, we've created the bottoms-up clean food movement, which has our own bottoms-up certification program, which defines what is clean food, which must be non-GMO, which must be organic, which must be bioavailable, nutritional density, and safely produced. No one else did that. We did that. And it's not run by the government. It's run by we, the people, and all of you can be part of that. Education. Well, we give you the ultimate education, the education that I used to teach at MIT to the few. You know, how many people graduate MIT every year? Maybe, let's say, 500. Okay, 700 on a good day. 700 times the last, let's say, two generations, 40 years, is what? About 28,000 people, if my numbers are right. So out of the entire universe of human beings who are alive today, there's only 28,000 MIT graduates. And a subset of them, about, you know, maybe 10% of them learned system science. Henry Kissinger learned system science. Netanyahu went to MIT. He learned system science. The butcherer of Palestinian people. Well, I'm one of the theoreticians of it. I used to teach this at MIT. So you get freaking education that you cannot get anywhere else on the planet. We do that. Innovation. The elites want you to think they're going to make everything for you. We teach you how to innovate. We teach you the seven secrets of innovation. We put that into a program. We have an entire leadership training program. If you think these people are going to do anything for you, they're not going to do anything for you. You have to have your head checked. We've created a leadership program. We teach people bottoms up how to think, how to do expository writing, reading, analysis. It's a lot of work. And then we teach people about how the economy works. The fact that the average American only has $400 in their bank account on a rainy day. About the stress that income inequality has caused people, black and white people. All these areas, economy, healthcare, governance, innovation, education, and environment have been manipulated by the swarm to pass policies that destroy your biology. That's why we're here. This is a systems problem. It's not going to happen by one lawsuit. It's not going to happen by filing some legal paperwork. It's going to happen by a mass movement, but it has to be that movements, many movements have failed because they don't have the right theoretical framework. They just don't. So, Truth Freedom Health is that movement. It is that force that is educating people to be smart. We teach you system science. We create original research videos through another powerful platform called Cytosol, which we uniquely own, which took about 16, 20 years to develop. And our movement fundamentally is educating you to get smart. You learn the science of systems. You get healthy. You understand health is not about just eating something. Health is going to come from the aggregation of fighting for truth, freedom, and being healthy. It's not just any one thing. You can't just say, well, I'm going to follow this diet and I'm going to get healthy. You can do that in a very isolated way. But every day you go out and there's toxins in the atmosphere, there's massive stresses, it's going to affect you. So you can't just be a health nut. You have to integrate it. Our goal is to give you the tools so you can save yourself. So we flip this. Lifespans increase and cost of living goes down. And that's what we want to do starting on Independence Day. If you truly want to become independent, commit to save yourself. Stop looking to any of these political leaders. To the extent you come to our movement or me, I'm not here to save you. You've got to want to save yourself. But we will give you the tools, the most advanced tools on the planet to get smart, healthy, and fierce. To get smart, well, you have to learn the science of systems, which only the elites learn. And to put this together, we teach you how to strengthen your immune system. We teach you how to really understand the sourcing of foods. And you can be part of that. You can become a community health inspector with the program we've created with our Clean Food Certified. You can go through the entire educational process for pennies. You can not only learn the science of systems, but you can also teach it, and then you can become a leader. You can make your children smart with innovation tools. You can really advance governance in the way it should be, bottoms up. And we teach you how to really understand finance and manage your money and prosper. We teach you all of these things. And all of this is based on bottoms up. So the more you get involved in that outer community or the inner community, we can just grow faster. So we actually have solutions. And if you go to truthfreedomhealth.com, as I mentioned, you can begin by getting off the plantation, becoming a warrior scholar, inviting people to these open houses. All of you who made it this far, next week, how about this commitment? You guys go invite three other people to come to this open house. Something simple you can do. But our movement is about making you a whole human being. You can't just be healing or fighting or thinking. You got to do all three. You got to think, fight, heal. And we have solutions to allow you to do that. We have the Leadership Training Institute. We have the Systems Health Institute. We have the Open Science Institute. When you consider food, as I mentioned, you got to, where's the food coming from? Well, we've created a bottoms up certification program. That's a global program that all of you, it's all volunteer run. Not one penny goes to anyone, but it's a global standard. You'll find products out there. We did that, not the government. We did it, and it's real. It's fine that you're finding out what the sourcing of food is, but medicines, there's 60,000 synthetic molecules that pharmaceutical companies have discovered. You know how many compounds are in nature? 10 to the power of 32. That's 10 with 31 zeros after it. That's how many compounds are in nature. And our technology, Cytosol, that's been, took us 20 years to develop, allows us to discover from natural compounds the right combinations to create powerful medicines. And this has been published in the leading journals in the world. It took us very quietly 20 years to get this out there. All of you have access to that. And then it's not, even if you have clean food and you have a bunch of compounds, you have to find the right food for the right person at the right time. Anyone who tells you, oh, eat this, eat that, and eat it all the time, doesn't know what they're talking about. This comes from integrating ancient systems of medicine with modern engineering principles. So we've created this entire solutions framework for you. If you want to get smart, healthy, and fierce, and you want to save yourself, it's not going to work if you want to remain dumb, sick, and a wuss. My vision is everyone in our movement lives 20, 30, 50% longer and healthier than anyone else on the planet. Everyone in our movement is 10, 100 times smarter. Everyone in our movement has a vibrancy of life and is fierce. They want to fight because the only purpose of life is to fight evil and to bring heaven on earth. That is the goal. And if you want to do that, welcome. But you have to want to get off the plantation. Step one. You want to get off the plantation on Independence Day, welcome. But you cannot want to get off the plantation if you're still thinking Trump or Biden or Boobie is going to save you. But if you want to do that and you want to get educated, welcome. That's what I wanted to share with everyone. But the tangible parts of what we want to do for everyone is fundamentally, when you look at your life and you look at what this movement's goal is to deliver, it is to make you stronger, healthier, fierce. And most importantly, a being who is an inspiration to other beings. And that's what we're about. So I want to thank everyone for coming. And I want to, the main request I have of you is to go out and tell other people about this, that we exist, that you don't have to despair, because the elites want to demoralize you. That is their entire goal. Their goal is to demoralize, 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 and give you substandard people who hate you and who want to kill you. And they want to convince you that that's what you should settle for in life. I'm here to tell you we've cracked the code. I've spent my whole life doing this. I could have easily taken all those degrees at MIT. They could have taken someone like me, the kid who invented email at the age of 14, and they've tried to co-opt me for many, many things and use me to do a lot of destructive things to accelerate killing people. I never forgot where I came from, and neither should you. We represent the 8 billion people. They're the swarm, and it's time to shatter the swarm on Independence Day. And if you want to do that, get smart, get healthy, get fierce, and we'll teach you how to do that, but we're not going to do it for you. Okay? Thank you, everyone. Happy Independence Day. We'll take some questions. And to those of you listening at home, the way you can support yourself and us is go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Watch the Shatter the Swarm video. Become a member. It's absolutely free. First, go through the Get Off the Plantation video. Maybe you don't want to get off the plantation, but if you do, then we invite you to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, because then you'll learn how to fight. You'll get all the tools. But you got to want to get off the plantation mentally. Thank you, everyone. We'll take some questions from, I'll take questions on here on social media. But to those of you joining, the talk that I'm giving today is, I'll just project the thumbnail here on again. It's called Get Smart, Healthy, and Fierce on Independence Day, Learn How. So let's take some questions. It's 9:42 here in the United States. Let's start. So before we start, I just want to just have everyone visualize at the center of what we're doing is a very powerful community. And that community, think about it as concentric circles. We have, again, 500 million people or 1 billion people have seen our videos who just are sort of out there. And then another set of people who come to us and they want to get off the plantation. Another set of people who want to learn how to do this. They want to really become warrior scholars. Another set of people who are going through the process of teaching other people. Another set of people become leaders. So it's a community and anyone can participate at whatever level they want. You can just watch all the videos all day, okay? But we've created a global community. That community has one wing of it. All three wings are important. One is to teach people how to think, to get smart. And that is the entire process of using system science. We've taken like fire that the elites have kept to themselves and like Prometheus brought it to the 8 billion people. That's number one, to learn how to think. Part of that, we have tools like Cytosol. Then when it comes to freedom, it was our movement that created legal tools. We created how to fight the vaccine mandates, mask mandates, how to expose, how to expose the election fraud. We actually gave people tools so they can do it in their local communities. We teach people how to fight, how to hand out flyers, how to collect signatures, actual on-the-ground activity. And then, if you want to heal yourself in the Systems Health program, we teach you that all health is personalized. The right medicine for the right person at the right time. You see, we've created everything. And these are founded on very powerful knowledge of system science. But at the heart of all this is a community. Is a community of people who are thinking, fighting, and healing. And that's the access that you get to an incredible community of people so you don't get demoralized. Thank you. Let's start with, again, it's 9:45. Let's try to keep the questions until 10. Is that all right, Crystal? So if you can be succinct on your questions, I'd appreciate it. Let's start with Ken in North California. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Shiva. I really appreciate kind of the commitment of building all the infrastructure and everything you're doing here. And what I'm gathering is that there's kind of two focuses in what you're doing here. One is us getting everybody educated to get the cards out, get people activated within their community, and then also go presidential campaign. And the question that I have, I totally understand and see the power of developing the community support, because a lot of the work that I've done is to try to people power in counties and states and all that other area. But when it comes to any kind of election, what type of actions are you going to be able to do to basically enable or have elections to be credible and valid? That's the thing.
Yeah. So Ken, let's, you know, it's very, very, thanks for that question. But let me just, first of all, answer it the following way. The current system, Ken, has no interest. So to people listening on social media, we have in the town hall here, Ken asked a question. Ken said, you know, he supports everything we're doing, but how do you make elections credible? Okay. Well, first of all, we have to recognize that even if we have elections today, Ken, it didn't come because the elites wanted us to even have elections, right? It happened because people fought and died to even have elections, number one. But anytime the elites give us something, they also go two steps back. So they gave us elections, but then they created in-between things, right? In-between processes, they put machines and they created electoral colleges. They created intermediaries, you see? So anytime the elites give you something that comes out of mass struggle, they also have another ghost in the machine that they put in, you see, to hold things back. So you have to understand this principle, number one. So this is why it's important that we don't just start a movement and it dies. The movement has to be persistent, and it has to go for uncompromisingly for truth, freedom, health all the way. So movements come up. They get a few bones thrown to them. This is what happened in the 1900s. Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the United States threw a few bones to people. And then the movements were taken over by the left and the right from the top, and all movements were suffocated. Okay. So movements have to recognize that anything that the elites give you always has a bunch of strings attached to it. So when it comes to elections, Ken, they don't have any interest in having fair elections. It's not in their interest. Okay. They don't even follow their own rules. As everyone knows, this is not just a statement I'm making. Everything I speak, the reason you guys see me speaking without any papers, I don't write speeches. Everything I do is occurring in real time. I don't have time for that. It's because it's coming from sheer experience. It was during my Senate campaign, I experienced the brutality of what they did. They deleted ballot images. They stole my election. And when I requested the ballot images, they gloatingly said they deleted them. And when I exposed it, it was Twitter which threw me off for exposing the fact they deleted ballot images. And after they did that, I had to file my own lawsuits. And that is when we discovered the government has a backdoor portal into Twitter. So the right question to ask, Ken, is not about that, because we're just talking about an epiphenomenon, a symptom. The bigger issue is, because I ran, Ken, knowing, and we always told people these people were corrupt, but because one of us ran bottoms up, never giving people the illusion that they were going to give us anything, because they cheated us and we didn't walk away all boo-hoo, we asked for the ballot images, and that led into more discoveries. Billions of people all over the world, when I go travel, people say, oh yeah, I know they cheated you. Everyone came to know, because guys like us are not supposed to run for office. We're supposed to be nerds. So then after we ran, then after we exposed, then we figured out the backdoor portal. You see, when we, the people, start poking the bear, we find things and we educate ourselves. So it's not about everything they do is corrupt, Ken. Everything. Everything they do. But because I'm running for president now, we know they'll cheat. We know they attack all of my volunteers. Our volunteers get attacked by police that they unleash to collect signatures. Our volunteers get attacked by ignorant people saying, oh, you can't run for office when the law says I can. And so we have to educate people. You see, we have 10 times more hurdles than they do. But every hurdle we expose, we build our movement. And that's what we're about. We're not about winning on their grounds. We will never win on their ground, ever, ever, ever. We must create our own battlegrounds. We must open new, paths. That's what we're doing. And that is what's important to understand. This is not theoretical. If you're out there, start handing out cards. Seriously. We'll put these cards out. You see, the card says, save yourself. That's what it says. Dr. Shiva for president. This is very different than anyone else. We're saying, I'm here. I will teach you how to fight. Okay. But you got to want to save yourself. And if you want to save yourself, that's what leaders are supposed to do. Leader is someone who leads, shows the light, educates. Gurus were teachers. Rishis were teachers. Teachers were supposed to teach people, not like just give them stuff. That's why my running for president is so historic. First time a naturalized citizen is on the ballot in various states. First time. That's never happened. People say, oh, you can't do that. Well, we've shown you can do that. We're not, and furthermore, we're not waiting for the media to cover us. Fucker Carlson ain't going to cover us. They're not going to cover us. We will cover ourselves with these cards. Get these cards out. So this is not theoretical. And I really encourage you guys to consider, when you go do something, it changes your thinking. Let me repeat that again. When you go do stuff, you don't have time to just ask theoretical questions. You will start asking the real questions. Wow, how do I hand out more cards? Wow, handed out all these cards. people got very excited. You see, you're creating whole new ways of being. Everything they do is corrupt. And the only way out of this is we have to shatter the swarm. We have to build a bottoms-up movement. So I hope that answered your question, Ken.
It puts a very different meaning to the word self-governance.
Yeah, it's you.
But I've seen.
Yeah, you have to want to take care of your health. Now, I have amazing tools. You've got to want to get food, better food in your environment. We've created, you could become a health inspector through our program, and you could go to local farms in this construct we've created, and it's global. So on the one hand, we have solutions. On the other hand, we will obliterate these people through any opportunity we can get. But most importantly, all of you right now, tonight, go tell three other people to come to our open house next time. You don't need social media for that. You know, I do videos. They're so shadow banned. I have 2 million people. I'll do a video. They don't go anywhere because Elon Musk is part of the swarm. He's a Zionist cocksucker. That's who he is. He hasn't innovated anything. It's all bullshit. Anyone that you see on mainstream media, any influencer you see on social media getting views and clicks, acting like they're anti-establishment is not anti-establishment. That's the deception. The future is you offline, talking with people, inviting them to our platform here. That's the future. That is the only future that we have. They're not going to give us anything. These people are corrupt individuals that hate you. They fucking hate you. You have to remember that.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Have no illusions. Next question. Good question, though, Ken. Let's go to the next question. We have Garen T. from California. Go ahead, Garen.
Hey, Dr. Shiva. So, like you just said, everybody that's promoted to the mainstream anywhere, is it the individual's personal responsibility to overcome to think that like one individual might be real versus us trying to even show them the proof? Because, for example, my stepfather, he keeps getting hung up on certain people. Right now, he's hung up on this Jovan Pulitzer guy.
Oh, my God. That guy's a dirtbag.
Right.
Yeah, he's Jovan Pulitzer is a guy who fucked up the whole audit. And just to give you the background on that fool, you know, we did the real stuff in Arizona. He came up with wackadoodle shit to fuck up the audit. Patrick Byrne gave him a lot of money. Patrick Byrne tried to bribe me to not go after him. I got a check wired to me for $50,000. And I said, where did this come from?
Yeah,
and I returned it. You got to understand, Jovan Pulitzer's a piece of fucking shit. He's part of the establishment. This is what happens every time. So you have real guys like me, and this happened with the GMO movement. We expose the real stuff. Then what the establishment does, it finds people who mimic us, and they put crap out there, which sounds like our stuff, but completely bullshit. You follow? And then the opposition can attack it. This happened with the GMO movement. Mike Lindell, fucking doofus. He found random people to talk cray-cray shit, which the left could attack. It's CIA operatives. Your stepdad, I don't know what's up with him, but he needs to get his head out of his ass. Sorry. Jovan Pulitzer is a fucking idiot. There's a video I did exposing Pulitzer. He fucked up a lot of people. He's a moron. But don't go fighting with him. Don't even bother. Garen, this is what you need to learn. And I've told you this. When you're on Twitter, there's about 100 people come to us and say, I love Dr. Shiva, but you need to go out there and invite them to our open house. These people are there to distract you.
I've been inviting people.
Right. But I'm saying, understand that your stepdad may need to go through brutal suffering before he wakes up. But we did all the work I did is up there. You can share with them the videos. But here's the problem. You have to ask your stepfather Does he want to save himself? Does he want to get smart? Does he want to get healthy? Does he want to get fierce? If he doesn't want to do that, you're not going to be able to, no matter what you give to him, he's not going to be interested, Garen.
Understood.
All right. This is the problem. Most people in their own families waste a lot of time with family and friends. People don't want to get healthy. Oh, why are you wearing masks? Why are you doing this? Meanwhile, there's 50 other people out there who want your knowledge. Sometimes our families are not from blood or what house we grew up in. Our families are people who start having a similar state of consciousness. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Just because you were born into some same womb with somebody doesn't mean you're going to be on the same page with them. So it's unfortunate, but it's a reality. And meanwhile, you're missing huge opportunities with other people in your community who may not be blood or may not have been in your family. So I hope that helps you, Garen, you know?
Yep. It does. That's why I'm consistently every day collecting signatures.
Yep. Like yep. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great, Garen. All right. Garen always has great questions. Let's go to Barbara, and then we'll go to Fadi, and we'll wrap up. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Dr. Shiva. Can you hear me?
Yep. What's your question, Barbara?
Well, the other day when I was out collecting signatures, and the heat index was 102 degrees, and I was telling these two ladies, I'm so sorry, I know it's hot. And this one young lady, she said, no, I'm more worried about you because you've been out in the heat. And then another time I was collecting the signature, and I told the man, this is the first time I've ever done anything like this. And he goes, well, you seem to be doing a good job. And that made me feel so good. But I'm not only collecting signatures, Dr. Shiva, I'm making a point to tell everybody. I haven't seen anybody out here from Trump, Biden, or anybody else's campaign collecting signatures, and we are trying to show America that this is the right way that it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, thanks, Barbara, for all your
dedicated
work. The key thing is what Barbara's pointing out is when you're out there, you'll find out none of these guys are doing anything. It's all rigged, guys. The way that you even get on the ballot, I don't know if you know this, in the United States, there's a law that says to a campaign, I forget the numbers right now, an individual, let's say, can contribute $3,000, a couple can contribute, let's say, $8,000, something like that. Okay, so for example, if Kevin is running, I can give him three grand, or as a couple, people can give him, let's say, 10 grand, whatever the numbers. But Kevin can get infinite amounts of money for signature collection to get on the ballot, infinite. So it's a big loophole. So Booby Kennedy raises $15, $20 million. And the money that you raise into a campaign, you can also give it to your own nonprofit and pocket it too. That's what's going on. None of them are doing any of the work we're doing. We're actually out there collecting signatures on July 4th. We actually have to face the police that say we can't collect. They don't even know the rules. You see, we're doing honest work. They don't. And let them cheat us. It's like the kid who's cheating on his, homework all the time. He comes out fucking stupid. That's okay. Because we're getting stronger. People like Barbara, people like a number of people on this call who are out there doing this, we find out who's real. And we can build a movement around that. You can't build a movement around people who just talk all day and ask weird questions and want to argue and shit. You can build a movement about people who go do this because they're walking the walk. So our movement will make you strong, will make you walk the walk. If you don't want to walk the walk, if you don't want to hand out flyers, you don't want to do that, and you just want to be sort of watching everything and thinking the world's going to change, well, that frog was getting boiled, okay? You're going to be part of that curve that's going down like that, okay? That's what you're going to be part of. You're going to get boiled and crisped and cooked, okay? Sorry, that's what's going to happen. Okay, let's finish up with Fadi. Go ahead, Fadi. Fadi, you've connected with Delio, right? Did you get all the cards he sent you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, you handing them out?
I'm Well, I just got them. Give me a moment. Actually, I wanted to mention. It's always a pleasure speaking to you. Even a great pleasure hearing you speak on Moringa or Moringai, which I've known about. Actually, I'm finishing up some Moringa tea right now. You did your green tea. I'm talking to. I'm not sure if I was talking to an Indian who. The person from India here, of course, we get a diversity of people. India who didn't know what Moringa was, so I was explaining it to him too. Please,
it's great.
Yeah, you want to say
what's your question?
My question is, I'd like to make a couple of statements. I wrote them down so that I can be very quick about them. If I can read them, I invite people, and maybe others may take an example from my statements as well. Great, I'll read them. I invite people to the Zoom all the time and talk to many about you, Dr. Shiva. I talk to teenagers about you, 14-year-olds. I tell them these politicians want you to think you are insignificant and powerless while they possess the knowledge and power to save you. You are a great influence to many, even the youth. I want you to know that too. Even 14-year-olds. And of course I do mention that you wrote, you invented email, writing 50,000 lines of code on 8K bits of memory. If I'm right, I'm not a programmer. However, I'm repeating what you said. As I feel, I should turn myself into a little Shiva as much as possible. Because you big Shiva, little Shiva. Many right now, I want to point this out. Many young are on the waterfront right now in New York watching fireworks. But what are they celebrating? You know, at the least, Maybe they're enjoying a spectacle and seeing a light show. However, what are they celebrating? Their oppression. So we got. I'm encouraged by you and others like Delio even to get them to join this movement as much as possible. I'm always inviting people to the Zoom. I'm glad I heard you say that the Zoom is integral in the movement too. I'm glad I'm here and not out there actually with the crowd, because I plan on being that light that you speak of so much. On that note, what is the influence as a Christian myself, and as many Christians would like to know, what influence does Christ have in your life? Of course, that you say things like be the light. Of course, the Lord, he tells us that we are the light. We are the light. So that always reminds me of Christ, and I see his reflection in you. So what words can you tell us about Christ? Maybe because I've had that question as well.
Well, Paddy, thanks for the kind comments and happy Independence Day to you. But look, the word independence is interesting because if you know I've studied the life of Christ on so many levels, but the simple thing is when Christ healed people, he didn't say, I healed you. He said it was your faith that did it. It's very important to understand this, okay, in a very simple level. And throughout the Bible, Christ was always speaking about, when you really study the Bible, about creating heaven here and now, and that you too are the sons of God. Right? It was about this divine nature of all human beings. And many, many masters throughout the world, the great masters, who are all connected to the same truth, have always spoken that same truth, right? So Christ was in resonance with that. The great thing I enjoy about Christ, which I did an Easter video on, was that Christ connected heaven and earth. He didn't just talk a bunch of mumbo jumbo, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of people can say all sorts of things, like those preachers that you see, who say a bunch of things and they're banging 12-year-olds. By the way, Trump's advisor was actually doing that. Actually, Trump's Christian quote unquote advisor was doing that. Okay? So Christ walked the walk. His personal integrity and his public integrity were one. Booby effing Kennedy tells people your personal integrity and your public integrity are two different things. And then they call themselves Catholics. Okay? And then you have Christians who are absolutely fine with the concept of Zionism, which is 70 million Christians in the United States. And our movement has educated them. But the bottom line is, one of the most powerful things Christ did 7 days before he was crucified was he took a whip, and he did this many times, and I'm sure he wasn't kind. He chased the moneylenders out of the temple. And these were the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the not so obvious establishment. And 99% of Christians don't want to talk about that. You see? They said, that was just some random thing that took place. I talk about it. And I did a whole analysis on it. You guys can find it. Okay? So the point is, Christ influences me in a very deep way because I choose to look at the aspects of Christ which are real, which are not just ritualistic, which are not something that you can just talk about and then do something else. But to me, I take his words very seriously. And I don't want to say I'm a quote-unquote Christian because, you know, to me, it's a deeply personal relationship with your creator. So I'm not going to brand myself because these words have been destroyed by so-called people who call themselves Christians. So I think if you look at the aspect of Christ, which he represented truth, he represented freedom, he wanted to heal people, well, he is the Son of God, in my view, or God itself, if you believe in those virtues, and he articulated those things, and he walked the walk. And I believe all of us, too, are meant to be sons and daughters of God. And that is the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to fight evil, period. And our movement has created that infrastructure for people to do that, to become the best of themselves. And that's fundamentally what we're about, to truly get independent. You can't say you're independent and be running for president of the United States under the Declaration of Independence when you're supporting Zionism. You can't. No fucking way. And every other presidential candidate but me sucks Zionist cock. That's what they do. And I believe Christ would use those words too if he were around today. I don't think he would mince his words. And I think he would take a whip to all these people. And that's what our movement needs to do. We are breaking through this darkness of ignorance, and we're not here to be diplomats. We're not here to say words that people want to hear, because when this is happening to you, you know, when that graph is happening to you and someone says, oh, Dr. Shiva, why are you cursing? You need to tell them to shut the fuck up because they're killing you. That's what you need to come back with ferocity, with intelligence, and with the utmost desire for their own health. We're not here to apologize to anyone. So that's what this is about. Anyway, in the interest of time, thank you, Fadi, for your nice comments. And I appreciate all of you guys taking time. But I would say, like Fadi said, you know, I think this is a much better community to be because I think we're actually celebrating Independence Day. This is what everyone needs to be doing. So I want to request all of you, simple thing. This video is up online. Share it with people. And go get people, show people that graph. And put the fire under their ass and say, what are you talking about? They're killing you. They hate you. And get people to come, drive them to shatterthesworm.com. Because once they see that video, it's going to change their life. You're doing them a service. Invite them to come to the open house. These are very basic things all of you can do to get off your butts. Take 20 minutes, an hour between now and next Thursday, and talk to your friends and neighbors of what I've shared and invite them to come to the open house. The others of you who are new, Crystal will connect you to local leaders so you can help us get on the ballot. We know they cheat, but you know what? Every time we get on the ballot, whether it's write-in or otherwise, it's a big stab right into the swarm's heart. Every time, Fadi, you get out and you start handing out one of these, we want to get, you know, 10, 20 million of these out there. In Massachusetts, we did it with 10 people. We got 2 million out. We got a lot more people. We should try to get 50 million of these cards out. That's bottoms up. That's who we are. Thank you, everyone. Be well. Be the light. Best to all of you. Have a good night. Thank you, Crystal, for running this. Crystal was out there in the heated sun, like Barbara, collecting signatures on her July 4th. She could have just, you know, hung out at home and probably, you know, had beers and just done barbecue. She was out there collecting. I also wanted to let you guys know, you know, this morning I met another gentleman, Marcus. Marcus, you know, was in Afghanistan. He lost both his legs. When I filed my lawsuit in D.C., we needed to get it on time. Marcus literally did that. He, quote unquote, walked and he delivered our paperwork. That's the kind of people we have in our movement, real people. And if you want to have those kind of people in your lives, you can't put a dollar value on that. You can't. And that's what ultimately this is about. When you look back at this curve that I shared with you guys, is that, let me show the curve again, because I want you guys to all see this curve. If you see this curve, let me also share it with people on social media. So all of you guys on social media, when you see this curve that's here, let me share this with all of you guys on social. When you see this curve here that I want to go back to, when you see this curve here, it's very important to understand this, that the number one reason people's lifespans are going down, the number one reason for this stress, and listen very carefully, because you'll really get the power of our movement. The number one reason for this lifespan coming down is a stress that's being caused to people by the fact they have no community in their lives anymore. They don't have family systems. They don't have people they can trust. They have people saying one thing and doing another. They're politicians, they're leaders, they're neighbors. People don't have any principles. And that creates immense stress on people. And the number one reason people live long is because of community. All the anti-aging research says it's not eating this vegetable or that vegetable or taking this nutrient. If you want to live long, all the people who've aged, centenarians, people lived over 100 plus, the number one common thing is not what they ate, not what they exercised, not what whether they did yoga, was that they had strong communities. Let me repeat that again. The number one reason people live long is because they had strong communities. And when you come to our movement, you get real community. And that juices you. That gives you energy like nothing else, because it affects your cortisol levels. You feel that you have people you can count on. You get a whole range of value that you cannot get. I'm not saying don't eat well. I'm not saying don't shop properly. I'm not saying that. But the number one reason people live long is because of community, period. Period, period, period. So understand the value of that. And now what we do here is we not only give you community, but we give you tools how to get you smart, healthy, and fierce. So thank you, everyone. I wanted to make sure you guys understood that point, that community is key, and that's what we've created. We've created an incredible community. And I hope all of you bring other people into this community. Okay? Thanks, everyone. Get smart, get fierce, get healthy, okay, on Independence Day. Be well. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Yep.
We could end.
All right, everyone. I wanted to thank all of you guys for coming. Happy Independence Day. Get involved in our movement. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Start your journey. Become a warrior scholar. Get involved in our campaign. Everyone go get one of these bumper stickers at shivaforpresident.com. Put it on the back of your car. You independently can reach people. You don't have to wait for anyone else to do it. Do it yourself. Go to Shiva4president.com. Get involved. Be part of this historic movement so you can get smart, get healthy, and get fierce, and start on Independence Day. I wish you guys all a happy Independence Day. I'm going to end with just playing our video here. Thank you.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, everyone, before I sign off, happy Independence Day, wherever you are. But you can come to our open house every 11 a.m. or 8 p.m. EST. Go to vashiva.com/orientation. Invite three of your friends to come. This is a very simple act you can do of activism. to get people here so you can share the gift of how they can get off the plantation. Be well, everyone. Best to your families. Thank you for being here and hope you enjoy this. Be well.